我们的需要是对你来讲真的是很清楚的你。
We pray, Lord, that there be willingness amongst us to hear you and willingness to obey you.
我们真的求在我们中间，我们的心是愿意去听你，并且是去顺服你。
So give us vision, Lord.
主给我们看见。
We need vision.
我们需要意象。
And we pray that you would speak to us and that you would encourage us and help us together.
我们求你来帮助我们，来认识看见你。
We ask your anointing, Lord, upon this time for all of us.
我们为着我们今天每一个人，我们都有你的圣灵的膏抹。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。阿门。
So this is a really important time.
这个是个很重要的时刻。
I need more time.
我需要更多的时间。
So we start with sit.
我们是从坐来开始。
Remember in Genesis chapter 17, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
记得在创世纪十七章。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
Now the Lord had much to say to Abraham and much to work in his life.
神对亚伯兰有很多可以说的，有很多工作在他身上要做的。
But now in his old age, he says, Abram, walk before me.
然后在亚伯兰年老的时候，神对他说，你要在我面前行。
So this was a calling to a life which was going to be walked in the presence of God.
这是个呼召，对这个生命要在神面前行的。
What was the Lord saying to Abraham?
要他活在神面前呢，神对亚伯兰说什么呢
？Abraham, you are mine.
亚伯兰，你是我的。
I have called you.
我已经呼召你了。
I have separated you from your own land and everything, and I've brought you to this place.
我已经从你本地的来分别出来，要你带领你到现在的地步。
I have made promises to you.
我已经向你许了应许。
And I'm going to fulfill these promises.
我并且要应验满足这个应许。
Abram, walk before me.
亚伯兰活在我面前。
And be blameless.
并且要做完全人。
Now, of course, that was Abram.
是，这个是亚伯兰。
And he's very famous, and he lived a long time ago.
他很出名，他很久以前这样生活。
But what is our position?
但是我们的地位是什么呢
？How are we different from Abram?
我们跟亚伯兰有什么分别呢
？We are different because we have more than he had.
我们的这个分别就是说，我们比起亚伯兰有更多。
He would have loved to have seen what we have seen.
他很盼望、很爱看见我们已经看见的。
He would have loved to have heard what we have heard.
他很爱听见我们已经听见的。
But we have heard.
我们真的已经听见。
Ah, yes, but God called Abraham.
主怎样呼召亚伯兰
？And you?
你呢
？Has He called you?
他有没有呼召你呢
？Have you come to know that Jesus is the truth？
你有没有认识耶稣就是那个真理呢
？How did you come to know that？
你怎样认识这个呢
？Do you think you figured that out？
你是想出来，头脑知道吗
？You didn't figure it out。
你没有想出来。
It was brought to you and revealed to you by the Spirit of God。
那是靠着神的灵来带给你启示给你的。
No one can call Jesus Lord except by the Spirit。
没有人能够称呼主为主的，除非出于圣灵。
You can't know that unless the Spirit of God has worked in you。
你不可能认识这个，除非神的圣灵在你里头工作。
You might be religious。
你可能是很宗教性的。
But if we scratch the surface of your religion。
但是如果你在你的宗教外面来来看看的时候
we'll find very quickly that's the same old man underneath the same selfishness the same darkness
很快你就看见你里头就宗教外衣里面就是同样一个自私的人一个旧人
but the one who knows
但是那个认识呢
that Jesus is Lord.
认识耶稣是主的呢
this person has been spoken to by God.
这个人认耶稣为主的这个人已经是被神向他说话过
But you say, but I'm such a sinner.
但是你却说我是这样的一个罪人
If you only knew what I'm like on the inside.
只要你知道我里头是怎样的光景跟情况。
I remember somebody saying to a friend, saying, "You know, watch out. I have a darker side."
我记得有人跟他的朋友说：“你要小心啊，我有一个很阴暗的一面的。”
Yes, we have a darker side. It's on the inside.
是我们有一个阴暗的面，并且是在里头的。
And we know the truth of the darker side.
我们对这个阴暗的面呢，我们就知道它的情况。
So you know your sin.
所以你知道你的罪。
How do you know your sin?
你怎样知道你的罪呢
？Because the Spirit of God has shown you.
因为主的圣灵启示你。
Otherwise, you would not be saying, "I am such a wretch. I am so unclean."
否则你不会说我真败坏，我是这样不好。
You would be saying, "I'm not perfect, but I'm okay."
否则你会说我虽然不是完全的，但是我蛮可以。
Almost everybody knows people who are going to hell, but believes that they are not.
有很多人他相信别人都去地狱，但是他们自己不会去的。
We excuse ourselves.
我们为自己找借口。
But when the Spirit of God comes,
但是当神的灵来的时候
，those excuses don't stand up.
那些借口都不能够站住脚了。
So if the Holy Spirit has been working in our life.
如果圣灵在我们生命里头工作
We are called.
我们是被呼召
You have been called.
你已经被呼召了
Now if somebody calls you, what do you do?
有人叫你的时候你会怎样做呢
Well, hopefully, depending on who calls you, you come when you're called.
盼望希望是这样或者是在乎是谁叫你他叫你的时候你就来了
When on the night that I was saved the man who preached said when you're invited into the presence of a king you come when you're called don't delay
当我得救的信主的那一个晚上那个讲道的人说当王去叫你的时候呢你就立刻到他面前不要等候
We have been called by him and we have been purchased by Jesus Christ
我们是被主呼召并且是被他买赎回来的
purchased with a great price
是被重价买赎回来的
called by the Lord purchased by the Lord
是被主呼召被主买赎回来的
to whom do we belong
是归于我们所属于的
who has the right to our life
这一位是在对我们生命里头他有他的权利的
Who has already spoken and said to us, "You are mine"?
他已经跟我们说你是我的。
These are the words of a father to his child.
这是父亲对他的孩子所说的话。
You are mine.
你是我的。
I will care for you.
我要看顾你。
I will provide for you.
我要供应你。
I will train you.
我要训练你。
I will bring you up.
我要把你带大。
That's what it means.
就是这个意思
And that is what we have come to.
这个就是我们来到这个地步了
You are bought with a price.
你们是被重价买赎回来的
Do not become slaves of men.
不要做人的奴仆
So this is the first thing.
这是头一件事
We are called by the Lord.
我们是神呼召的
How should we then live?
这样我们应当怎样活呢
what sort of life should we be living?
我们该活一个怎样的一个生命出来呢
Will there be no difference between our life and the life of anybody else?
是不是我们的生活跟其他人的生活是没有分别呢
They're ambitious, we're ambitious.
他们有的雄心是不是我是也是我们有的雄心
They're greedy, we're greedy.
他们的贪心是不是也是我们的贪心
They want more, we want more.
他们想得着更多是不是我们也得着更多呢
They want to rest.
他们要休息
We want to rest.
我们也想休息吗
They want me time.
他们要我的时间
We want me time.
我们也要我们的时间
No difference.
没有分别
It can't be like that.
不能够这样的。
We belong to Him.
我们是属于他的。
We have a great calling.
我们一个很大的呼召。
We need the vision to see what we are called to.
我们需要个看见一个意象，就是我们被呼召是怎样的呼召。
How precious this is.
这个是何等的宝贵。
We have the opportunity of walking with God.
我们有这个机会与神同行。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Well, you're going to walk with God?
你要跟主同行吗？
That means you're going to serve God?
我意思是说你要服侍神吗？
How much time are you going to give to serving God?
你要给多少时间去服侍神呢？
I'm going to give 1/3 of my time.
我要把我三分之一的时间来服侍神。
What would you say to somebody who said that?
你为什么
？What would you say to somebody who said that?
如果有人这样跟你说的时候，你会怎样回应他呢
？Well, you could say, "You fool."
你可以这样说，你是愚昧的人呢、啊。
What do you mean, your time?
你所说你的三分之一，你的时间是什么意思
？What time do you have？
你有的是什么时间呢
？Actually, you don't have any time.
其实你什么时间都没有。
Everything you have is by gift.
每一件东西你有的都是所领受的。
You didn't choose to be born.
你没有选择生下来。
And you certainly won't choose when your life ends.
你肯定也不能够选择你几时的生命结束。
Your short space of time is given to you.
你这个短短的时间是领受的。
You can't add to it.
你不能够把它加长。
You can't even take away from it.
你甚至也不能够把它拿走。
All you have is now.
你所有的只是现在。
You can't go backwards, you can't go forwards.
你不能够回到过去，也不能够去到将来。
What are you talking about when you say your time?
当你讲到我的时间，你是什么意思呢
？We feel that our time is our own.
我们觉得我们的时间是属于我们的。
I wake up in the morning.
我早上起来。
With a clear head.
有一个清醒的头脑。
And I say, I have 24 hours before me.
然后我说，在我前面有24小时。
These are mine.
这些都是我的。
What shall I do with them?
我要怎样用它呢
？Well, I must go to work.
我一定要去工作。
So, I will give some to my employer.
所以我要把其中一些时间给我的老板。
But I hope that's all that I have to give away.
我盼望这些时间就是我需要给出去的。
The rest of it is mine.
其他的时间都是我的。
Now this is not the reality of our life.
这不是我们生命的事实。
And if our eyes were opened, we would understand this.
如果我们眼睛是被打开，我们就能够明白这个了。
We are the Lord's.
我们是主的。
Our time is His.
我们的时间是他的。
Our life is His.
我们的生命是他的。
One man said, "If God appeared to them,"
有一个人他这样说：如果神像对着这个人显现
，and told them, "I want you to do this."
然后告诉他，我想你做这个事。
They would not feel this is a subtraction from their life.
这个听的人不会觉得这一个吩咐是一个对他们生命的一个减去一些东西，减少了。
This is a great privilege.
听的人乃是说这个是个很美好的特权。
And if the Lord, after some time, after they'd done what He'd asked them to do,
当这个人做好。主对他要做的事情的时候
and the Lord said, "Now you can go and play."
然后主就跟这个人说、啊、你做好这个事了你可以去玩了
Then we'd be bitterly disappointed.
然后呢这样的时候听的人就会很哀伤很不开心的
Can't I stay with you?
就跟主说我可以跟你在一起吗
Can't I serve you more?
我能够再服侍你吗
Must you send me away?
你一定要把我拆走吗
If we had vision,
如果我们有这个意象看见
we would see this.
我们会看见这个
But before we go further,
我们在往前之前
when we talk about serving the Lord, what do we mean?
当我们说我们服侍主这个是什么意思呢
You know, when I hear people in this assembly,
当我在这个聚会的聚会的团体里头，我听见人这样说的。
Talk about when I hear people talk about serving, I always think serving has got a capital S.
我常常都以为所听见的服事就是一个那一个重要的服事。
This brother is serving. See.
这个弟兄是服事。
People who put out the chairs, they were serving.
有一些人他们把椅子是服事。
This is not a right understanding.
其实这个对服事不是个正确的理解。
What is it to serve God?
服事神是什么意思呢？
It is to be the man or woman that the Lord wants you to be in the circumstances and the situation that you are in. That is serving God.
就是在神把你放在某一个处境里头，你能够做神所要你做的男人或者女人，在那个处境里头活出来，这个就是服事。
So a mother is looking after little children.
所以一个母亲看管她的孩子。
She is serving God.
她是侍奉神。
She can do that as anyone can do it, or she can do it with a heart towards God, honoring and serving Him in what she's doing.
她这样做的时候是好像别人都这样做，她这样做。还是他这样做是全心的要尊敬尊荣神顺服神为神来做呢？
Do you have to study?
你需要学习吗？
You do at the moment, yes, yes.
你现在是你需要学习。
It's your obedience to your parents.
你学习因为你对父母的顺从吗？
It's what you have to do.
就是你必须要这样做的。
Serve God.
侍奉神。
In your study.Serve God.
在你的读书侍奉神。
Be the person that He wants you to be in the situation that you're in.
在神所放出你的处境里头，做神要你做的那个人。
Now, if we think of serving God like this,
如果我们想到侍奉神是这样的
，Can our whole life, the whole 24 hours, be serving God?
那么我们是不是整个24小时一天，我们整个生命？生活都是侍奉神呢
？Yes，
是的。
Yes，
是的，是的，是的。
24 hours， 7 days a week， 365 days a year。
二十四小时，一个礼拜七天，一年365天。
That is what we're called to。
这个就是我们被呼召进入。
But how do we live?
但是我们怎样活呢？
Not quite like that.
不是很像这个。
The way we live tends to be more, we're driven by the things in our life drive us.
我们生活的情况就好像我们被很多生活上很多的不同的事情来推我们走。
We are not purposefully walking with God.But rather we're being pushed and driven and knocked this way and that by the things in our life.
我们不是很定义的、很清楚有方向的与神同行，乃是在背后被不同的事情来推动我们、推出我们。
We look at the life of Jesus.
我们看看耶稣的生活。
And we see a unique life.
我们就看见了很独特的一个生命。
He served God.
他服侍神。
As a child, he served God.
作为一个孩子，他服侍神。
As a carpenter, he served God.
作为一个牧匠，他侍奉神。
And as a preacher, he served God.
作为一个传道的人，他服侍神。
All of his life was that service.
他整个一生都是这样服侍的。
So when we look at his life,
当我们看看他的生活，
we notice something that's missing.
我们就发觉一些东西是没有的。
And you know what that is?
你知道是什么吗？
Rush.
匆忙。
He never rushed.
他从来不匆忙的。
He was never anxious and, oh, look, sorry, I don't have time.
他从来不焦虑说啊，我没有时间了。
He was never like that.
他永远不是这样的。
His life was very full.
他的生一生是很丰满的。
The scripture says there were times when they couldn't even stop to eat.
他甚至有时候是连饭也顾不得吃了。
And yet, he was not a driven man.
但是他不是被推动的一个人。
And when you look at his life, the one thing you can see very plainly and clearly is his peace.
你看见他的一生，一个很清楚的，就是你从他身上看见平安。
He never showed fear.
他也没有表达恐惧。
He was never flustered. Flustered, what's that? Upset.
他也没有
like that.
yeah,
he wasn't 很, like that.
很沮丧啊，不开心啊，这样。
He was a man of peace.
他是一个平安的人。
In your workbook, it's a quotation from Isaiah up the top. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you, because he trusts in you.
就好像文经文所在那个营册里头所讲的。艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
So what is rush?
什么叫匆忙呢？
That is the dominion of the earthly.
这个就是地上的权势。
It is not the government of heaven.
不是属天的一个掌权。
It is the dominion of things of the earth.
那是地上的事的权势。
Now that helps us, actually.
其实这一个呢，会帮助我们。
Because as soon as we get into that rush or into that panic,
因为当我们几时进入这个匆忙跟紧张的时候
，then we know to put the brakes on, stop. What's happening? What's happening?
我们就要提醒自己，哎，我们要停一停，静下来。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属于主的。
He is able to order our life.
他是能够来整顿安排我们的生活的。
He can fulfill his promises in our life.
他是可以在我们生命当中来成就他的应许。
He can keep us in perfect peace.
他能够保守我们十分平安的。
None of us can say, I have perfect peace.
没有一个人我们能够说我有完全的平安。
But the promise of God.Is that that is where he wants to bring us.
但神的应许呢，就是这个就是神所要我们把我们带进的光景。
In the book of Proverbs, I think, or it's Ecclesiastes, or Proverbs, it says that those who trust in the Lord shall not be afraid of bad news.
在传道书或者箴言那里讲到，那些信靠神的人并不惧怕那些坏的消息。
Because there is none.
因为没有的，对他们来讲。
Because life, their life is ordered by God.
因为他们的生命是被主安排的。
In any situation, in any circumstance, God's peace can prevail.
因为在任何的处境里头呢，神的平安都能够得胜的。
You think about it.
你想想看。
What situation can you imagine that is going to panic the angels?
你想想看，有什么的处境情况叫那些天使恐慌呢？
Nothing.
没有。
We can know that peace.
我们能够认识经历这个平安。
We can live in that peace.
我们能够活在这个平安里头。
And we can live a life that's ordered by God.
我们能够活在这个生活、这个生命里头，是神所安排的。
So the next question is.
所以下一个问题是呢
？Do you have time to serve God?
你有没有时间侍奉神呢
？Yes.
是有的。
How much time do you have to serve God?
你有多少的时间去侍奉神呢？
All of my time.
我所有的时间。
It's not something that starts and stops.
不是一些从几时开始到几时结束。
It's something that you live.
乃是在于你所活。
Whatever you're doing, whatever your circumstances.
无论在什么处境，无论你做什么。
Judith has a song for us.
And Judith.
The song has good words, I understand.
Judith,
While Judith is preparing this song, I have a little worksheet I'm going to give you.
Judith 有一首诗歌跟我们分享。当 Judith 来准备这个诗歌的时候呢，你有弟兄有一张纸要给大家。
And so you can, it's very simple, you just fill in the answers.
很简单的一个工作纸，练习，你就把它填下来就可以。
Okay, awesome. Oh, five, six. Okay, awesome. So, let's learn a new song together. It's called Be Unto Your Name. And yes, yeah, so far this session has been very challenging for me, as my family will hope it has been. Yeah, and this song, I think ties in really well. Talking about how we are a moment, and it really is all about Him. So,
这一首歌是都归于你的名。
So, let's sing this through and see how we go. my voice is a bit off today because I'm sick, but see how we go through.
我们一面唱一面看看看看我们学得怎样。
There's a few different rhythms in that. So it's we are a moment, you are forever. And then it's normal. Lord of the ages, God before time. And then again, we are a vapor, you are eternal.
刚才就得把那个音乐的节奏示范给我们听，我就慢慢学。
Oh, sing it. Oh, okay. And then the chorus is holy, holy. Okay, we are a moment, you are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal.Love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory. So it's. Almighty, so all my is vast, and then highest praises, honor, and glory, so and glory is also vast. Okay, so let's try the chorus again. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, highest praises, honor, and glory.Glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. So there's a wait and then be unto your name. Just like there's a little short time in our life and then there's a long time for His glory. So be unto your name. Be unto your name. Okay. Huh? Just sing it through. Okay.
We are a moment, you are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high. Lowly, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. We are the broken, you are the healer, Jesus, Redeemer, mighty to save. You are the love.
Now, and then we could just drop down to the lunch and maybe have a big
dinner. 这是我们现在自己, 做这个练习, 就写下来, 现在就写下来。
Remember the account of the Lord Jesus when he was going, when he was called to come and heal that 12-year-old girl.
你记得, 圣经的记载说, 当耶稣被人求他去医治那个12岁的女孩子的时候,
and a great crowd of people were following him as he went down the street.
当他, 在, 路上走的时候, 有很多的群众是跟着他,
and people were pressing and pushing to try and get nearer to him.
有很多人想就是, 拥挤着耶稣,
and then a woman came who had a problem, and she said, if I can just touch the border of his garment, I will be healed.
有一个女人她身上有病, 她就说, 只要我摸她衣裳碎子的时候, 我的病就能够,
and when she touched his clothes, she was immediately healed.
当他触摸耶稣的衣服的时候, 他, 这个女人身上的病就立刻好了。
And then we see the Lord stop and say, who touched me?
然后主就停, 停在那里问, 谁摸我, 摸我呢?
And when we look at this scene, it is so wonderful.
我们看见这个情景是这么的奇妙。
He was completely at peace, and he was completely unrushed, even in that urgent situation, and with all those people around him pushing and thronging and so on. He was completely at rest, completely at peace.
他甚至在这么多人拥挤他, 并且好像要赶着, 要去医好一个12岁的女孩子的病的时候, 这的途中, 他是完全的有平安, 完全的没有匆忙的。
He didn't respond. He didn't just sort of react to his environment, but he actually he just walked before God.
他就是这样很平安的、很安息的在神面前活出来，没有什么反弹或者即使一些怎样的反应。
So that is the goal.
这就是那个目标。
But the reality is, we waste so much time.
但是现实上呢，我们是浪费这么多的时间。
And I would suggest that what you may have written down indicates that we waste it in two ways.
我想我们写下来，我们在那些事情上浪费时间，我们可以看见了两点。We
waste time simply by not using time in a profitable way. Thank you.
我们浪费时间，就是我们用时间的时候，其中一点就是用时间的时候，我们没有好好的。
用在有益的事情上。And we doubly waste time by using it in an unprofitable way.
我们相同的浪费时间呢，就是用在那些有坏处的事情上。By
the difference is, we don't invest in what is good, instead we invest in what is bad.
就是说，我们没有投资在那些美善的事情上，反而投资在那些。
Sometimes we waste time by doing nothing.
有时候我们浪费时间就是在那里什么都不做。But
other times we waste time by polluting ourselves.
有时候我们浪费时间借着所做的事情来污染我们自己。What
have you written?
你写上什么呢?
Anybody want to share?
有没有人愿意分享你所写的呢?
Some of you, of course, might have blank sheets of paper.
可能有一些人，你整张纸都是空白的。I
don't waste time.
我没有浪费时间。Social
media.
就是那些社交的网站啊，那些传媒。Who
spends more time on Facebook, etc. than they should?
有谁花时间在那个 Facebook 上面多过他所应该的？
Why do you do that?
你为什么这样做呢？
Come and help your brothers and sisters. Why do you do it?
你为什么这样做？你讲讲看，可以？你的所讲的能够帮助其他人。
Gossip. Gossip.
传来传去。The
delicious.
说谣言。或者。
The delicious attraction of gossip.
Ah. 就是如果我们没有看到我们的 Facebook， 我有一些资料资讯呢，我被漏过了，就是没有看见，不知道了。就是在社交上，我知道什么事情发生的。就是
Gotcha.
你一开始看呢，你就一直不停的继续看下去。
To procrastinate, oh.
就是去拖延了，有一些事情你需要做，但是你就借着看 Facebook 来拖延你做应该做的事情。You
start the day with Facebook?
就是说用看 Facebook 呢。 来，叫自己可以，不这么早离开床。This
proves that the scripture is true. The heart is deceitful.
这个表现出， 圣经是对的，人心是诡诈的。So
what is, okay, I'm not one of those people who says that Facebook is bad.
我不是那一个人说Facebook是坏的。I
regard all technology in the same way I regard a sheet of paper.
我对那些科技跟我对那些一张纸都是一样的。
Is a piece of paper bad?
一张纸是不是坏呢？
It depends what you write on it.
在乎你在上面写什么。Technology,
is it bad?
新科技这些Facebook 的东西是不是坏呢？
It depends what you do with it.
在乎你怎样去处理它。
Okay, so what is, this is a significant issue.
这个很重要的事情。
How much should we use Facebook? What's some guidelines, some principles that we could adopt?
你用 Facebook 用多少呢？我们有没有一些的原则、一些指引，怎样去使用它呢？
Or WeChat or anything else?
中文懂中文的人呢，他用 WeChat， 无论是 Facebook 在 WeChat 都是差不多。
I don't have a Facebook account. I'm looking to you.
我现在没有 Facebook 的户口，我是看着你。
Many of you said that you use it too much.
你们很多人说你的用的太多了。
You're going to leave it like that?
你想人就让这个这样下去吗
？I rob God.
我抢夺神。
Oh, that's fine.
没问题。
I pollute my life.
我污染我的人生。
Have a nice day.
你好。
We can leave it like that.
你能够继续好好的生活，可以这样吗
？If you're wasting time.
如果你是正在浪费时间。
How are we going to do something about it?
我们应该要做一些什么呢？对这方面。
For some people, it'd be like an alcoholic.
对有一些人来讲，好像是醉酒，有酒瘾。
Where the only safe amount is zero.
对他们来讲，对有酒瘾的人喝酒的量度，什么是安全呢？这是什么都完全不喝。
I want to tell you a secret.
我要告诉你一个秘诀。
It is possible to live without Facebook.
生活没有 Facebook 是可能的。
It is possible.
是可能的。
And the more of your friends who do it, the more possible it'll be.
你有更多的朋友这样做呢？你不用这样不用 Facebook 呢？你不用 Facebook 就更可能了。
Okay, what are we going to do about this?
很实际的，要怎样处理呢？面对。
Come on, Deborah.
Deborah, 你有没有意见？
As if, yeah.
是我可以把我的Facebook 的户口终结了，但是呢，你很快就会遗憾了。就是我本来应该知道的东西我不知道，或者甚至一些很好的有教育性的资料我错过了。
I could be looking at what people had for dinner, more likely.
或者我本来可以知道是谁有什么的在那里有晚餐，或者跟谁吃晚餐。
So we're just going to leave it like that. Here we are, helpless and hopeless.
我们就这样吗？
I have some friends who do Facebook fast, so they might go up for like a month or a few weeks, just to help them not be addicted. Or like I used to do like Sunday afternoon, like a friend who was so unlike, like not do Facebook on Sunday, like I'm not playing the game on Sunday, but I've stopped all the time.
就是 Judy 她认识一些朋友呢，她是有时候是所谓就是 Facebook 禁食啊，就是禁止自己不看 Facebook 一段时间，就好像我们有时候禁食一样。另外呢，就是说也是一个礼拜，比方礼拜天那天他是把时间都给神了，在那一天里头他不看 Facebook。
Yeah, somebody said to me once something along the lines of, "I don't have time to do something."
有一些人跟我说，我没有时间做某一件事情。
I said, "Do you have a television?"
我就问他，你有电视吗
？He said, "Oh yes, in my bedroom."
有啊，就正在我的卧房里头。
I said, "Then you've got heaps of time. Turn it off."
那么你就其实有很多的时间，只要你把这个电视关掉。
You really have to get radical.You really have to be desperate. You really have to take a stand. You can't just drift and say, "I waste time," and just leave it like that. If you're God's child and if you're serious about walking with Him, if you want your life to be something and you don't want to look back on years and years and years of waste, and not just waste, but also defilement, then you have to take a stand.
我们需要有时候有用一些很极端、很很强烈的行动，否则呢，我们很多时候都是被这个生活不同的事情来推动我们、漂流我们。我们是神的儿女，我们如果不满意我们现在的光景，我们必须有所决心，也有所行动，改变这个情况。
But we haven't done very well with Facebook. What else?
我们对 Facebook 好像
No, say what you're going to say. Okay, so use technology to defend you from technology.
这是 Rachel， 她就是想到就是某一段时间里头，在那些有些网络上面，就是阻挡某一些网站的出现。你在那一段时间，他就不需要花时间在那些网站上面。那么你就说，你是用科技去拦阻科技对你的坏的影响。有没有一些方法去训练我们去学习有自律，以致我们去不做那些不该做的事情
？Okay, so we're going to train ourselves.
好，是不是我们现在就要训练自己了
？So how would you think that would work? How could you do that?
那么你要怎样训练呢
？Make a suggestion.
有没有建议呢？
Yeah, okay. I'll make a suggestion.
我尝试有个建议。
Put a chart up in the kitchen.
在你的厨房放一张表。
This is Tiana's Facebook discipline chart.
就是 Tiana Facebook 自律的表。
And Tiana has said 15 minutes a day.
Tiana 说一天 15.
15?
15分钟一天。
That's wasted 15 minutes, but hey.
就是浪费十五分钟的时间。
And then on your chart, you can put plan, actual, and then a big red cross or a green tick.
你能够在你的表里头说你的计划是怎样，你的真实所行出来是怎样。
Something like that.
好像这样。
It's pretty simple.
很简单。
The seriousness of that suggestion is that you sort of bring it out into the open.And you make a clear target. You don't say, You don't say, I'm just going to use it less. Because what's less?
不是说我只是说我盼望我更少的去用它。什么就更少呢
？But you set yourself a real goal and say no more than this, and then mark yourself. That brings it out into the open.
那是为你自己定义很具体的一个用多少，并且是你能够衡量你有没有达标的。
And then you know whether you're passing or failing. And if you're failing, you can ask yourself, why am I failing? But if you don't set the goal, then Nothing will happen.
所以这个目标是需要很具体的，以致你能够知道你是成功呢还是失败。如果失败，你要问问自己为什么呢？我怎样去跟进呢？怎样去做下去呢？就是Vicky 就说 我有一些学习，就是说，如果我想我不看 WeChat 一段时间，我就会做有一个代替的事情去做，花我的精神时间。嗯就是说，他禁止自己不用 WeChat 的时候，他用看电影来代替；但是他禁止自己看电影，就用 WeChat 来代替，或者用小说来代替。然后呢？就是说，如果我们要代替这些我们不想做的事情的时候，我们用一些好的东西来代替，或者我们去求神来帮助，其实只有爱神能够帮助。就是在那个处境里头呢，当时就要祷告神啊，我不能够，你来帮助我们，帮助我。
The Lord's promise is, he who comes to me will never hunger; he who believes in me will never thirst.
神的应许说，饥饿的人来到我这里不会再饿，干渴的人来到我这里不会再。
So we have been sold a lie that says you need to be in touch and connected and know what's going on the instant it happens in order to be a full person, in order to be complete, in order to be normal.
我们很多时候很多人都是被欺骗了，有个欺骗的种子在我们里头说，如果我们没有及时知道我们旁边的朋友发生什么事情，我们就不行了。
And that is a lie.Not true.
这是一个谎言，不真实的。
You don't need to know what everybody is doing and everything that's happened. You don't need to know every crime that's been committed and every filthy thing that people have done in all the world. You don't need to know about man's sin in all its dimensions.
其实你们你我不需要知道什么所有朋友所做的事情，他们所讲的话，或者世界上所有的罪恶、肮脏的东西。我们不需要都知道。
And then people will say to you, but if you don't know, then you're out of touch.
但是人会跟你说，如果你不知道呢，你就跟人隔离了，你就落后了。
Out of touch with what?
落后什么呢？跟什么落后呢？
Out of touch with the world?
跟世界落后吗？
I don't really want to touch it.
我就不想碰这个世界。
You know, they're standing by the sewer and say,We live here and we swim here, and you don't. You're out of touch.
他们在这个肮脏的垃圾堆里头说：“我们在这里，你不碰我们，你就落后呢？落后什么呢？落后他们的肮脏。”
We can choose to be different.
我们能够选择与众不同的。
And you must choose to be different.
并且你需要去做一个选择，做一个不同的人。
If you don't actively choose to walk a different way.You will not walk a different way.
如果你不是积极的、主动的选择过一个不同的生活，你就不能够过一个不同的生活。
Now we haven't talked about television.
我们没有讲到电视。
We haven't talked about Chinese movies.
我们没有讲到中文的电视剧。
We haven't talked about all the, you know, just a quiet 1.5 hour session on YouTube.
我没有讲到，没有讲到一个半小时，YouTube。
We haven't talked about all that pornography which is just there within our grasp.
我们也没有讲到那些事情的网站那些东西，就是可以很近的我们，很近我们的。
And it's not just the men who are subject to that; it's also the women.
不单只男人有这个问题，女人也有这个问题。
They have the pornography of fashion and every other thing.
那些有一些时装的事情的时装的网站。
All of these things we have to take a stand on. You have to make a decision. You have to make choices if you're going to get control of your time.
在这一切的事情上，我们都需要有我们的立场，有我们的定义，否则我们的时间就是浪费掉。
If you don't actively do it, then I'd say you don't want to. You don't want the Lord. You don't want to walk with Him.
如果你不主动的去做呢，我就会说。你不想爱主，你也不想要主。
And you know there's only two places.
你知道只有两个地方。
There's seeking to walk with God, and there's completely denying Him.
只有两个地方，一个就是你专一的寻求主，
In the
并且是呢，另外一个就是完全否认他。
In the middle are hypocrites.
在中间的人是假冒伪善。
And hypocrites might as well be down that end.
假冒伪善的人都会到。否定主的那一边。
Are we serious about this?
我们对这个是不是很严肃、很认真？
If we are, we're not going to be perfect overnight, but we can start to move forward by making clear, definite choices and start learning to discipline our life.
如果是的话呢，我们需要做个决定。这个决定不会把一夜之间把我们完全的改过来，但是会给我们一个开始。这个开始就是变化的开始。
And find and walk in the peace that the Lord has called us to.
并且在神所呼召我们要走的路上，能够平安的走，得着这个平安。
You know, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. In Galatians chapter 5.
圣灵的果子其中一个方面表现就是节制，在加拉太书第五章。
If you don't control yourself, who does?
如果你自己不节制呢？谁能够替你节制呢？
Who controls you?
谁控制你呢？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
So Lord, we've talked a little bit about this issue.
主要我们讲到这一方面的问题，讲到一点点。
But we pray, Lord, that you'd work things in us and that we would not be procrastinating and indecisive andBut we would take a firm stand in our own life.
但主，我们求你，叫我们不要再拖延，也不再犹疑不定，乃是在你跟前有一个很清楚、肯定的一个立场。
Lord, we don't want to live in a bondage.
主，我们不想在一个受捆绑的里头生活。
We don't want to be untrue to our own hearts.
主，我们也不想对我们的心不真实。
We want to know you.
主，我们要认识你。
We want to be satisfied with you.
我们愿意在你里头有满足。
We want to be filled with the Spirit.
我们愿意是被圣灵充满的。
We want there to be an overflow that we can share with the world.
我们愿意在我们里头一个丰满的涌流，以致我们能够跟世人来见证的。
So Lord, our prayer is that you would give us a vision.
我们的祷告是说，你给我们这个看见这个意象。
And that each of us would be encouraged to stand and in the place that you've placed us.
以致每个人能够站在你要我们站的地方。
Not to laugh it off.
不是笑笑就把它过去了。
Not to make a joke of it.
也不是说笑的来处理面对它。
But to understand what is at stake.
那是看见这个问题的严重性，那个关键。
So we pray, Lord, that you'd teach us together and help us together.
主，我们求你来教导我们，也帮助我们。
We ask in Jesus' holy, precious name.
我们奉主耶稣圣洁宝贵的名祷告。